City bus yesterday afternoon. Eight teens were wounded in the attack, at least one critically hurt. Stocks opening higher this morning on Wall Street. More details at srinews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, just one moment before we get back to the issue of today. We're talking about Truth Matters. We're talking about the State of the Disunion report that Joe Biden will give tonight. But before we get back to that, let me remind you, we've been doing this, talking about the Let's Face the Issues for almost 10 years now on this network of radio stations. It's been a wonderful journey. We're looking forward to going forward until Jesus comes. But we must tell you this. Our rates are going from $48,000 a year to just under $72,000 a year. We cannot afford to underwrite it unless you come to the rescue, join in the undergirding of this broadcast. We must ask you to go to fcbcatjax.com. Find the donate button. Make a decision based on prayerful consideration, what God would have you to do. Make a generous donation toward this broadcast underwriting of the cost of it. Do that on a monthly basis. We need right at $72,000 for the year. That's almost a 50% increase on the rate. I'm not blaming the radio station, but we must do something if we're going to continue to be on the air. It needs to be underwritten. We cannot do it alone. We must ask for your generous contribution and willingness to support. Join in. Hold our hands. Lift our arms up and allow us to continue to be the watchman on the wall as we face the issues each and every day. That network, that website that you can go to is the website FCBC, Frank Charlie Barbara Charlie, FCBC at conservative.edu, FCBC at jax.edu.com. Let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you want this broadcast to continue? Do you want us to continue to be on there? If so, we look forward to you joining in. FCBCATJAX.com. FCBCATJAX.com. We look forward to what you will do in support of this Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, just before the top of the hour news, we're in a conversation with Jim. We're talking about what we believe that Joe Biden is going to say in this State of the Union, State of the Disunion speech that he will give tonight. And I believe that he's going to say some things that there's not much he can brag on that's truthful. It goes back to, as I was saying before the news hour, I go back to the old movie of 1997, Liar, Liar. It starred Jim Carrey. He was an attorney. His entire career was built on lying. And he found himself, because of a birthday wish of his son, that he will tell the truth. He found himself cursed because he could only speak the truth for a single day. I wonder what Joe Biden would do if that were the case. Wonder what he'd say if he were cursed, as the movie was, to tell the truth. But I'm thinking that Joe Biden is going to talk about his Bidenomics. He's going to talk about the low unemployment, the high rate of return that stock market is showing. He's going to talk about the border not really having a crisis and so forth. So, Jim, what are your continuing thoughts about what Joe Biden will tell us in his State of the Disunion report? Oh, I thought we still had Jim on the line. We lost Jim. I believe Terry's on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Okay, I'm sorry for that. I believe that the things that he accomplished was that he was the best puppet that we have seen in a long time.
As president, he's the best puppet we've ever had.
Yes, as president. And also, too, he met foreign dignitaries and stuff through his son so that his son can go to sleep with a crack stem in his mouth like a pacifier through the president. So he accomplished that. But my thing for him is, I hope that truth comes out of his mouth on a platform, and he exposed all of those that was the puppeteers, because it seemed like to me a man was created by God and he should have dignity about himself. But I don't, well, he's accomplished a lot. He went better than Clinton.
Well, Terry, one of the things when we talk about truth coming out of his mouth, he's a habitual pathological liar. Plus the fact he is not cognitive enough to know what state he's in or what day it is or where he is located, which side of the platform to walk off after he's spoken, simply because he is cognitively depleted. And that's a sad story. That's a sad thing. But his puppeteers are the ones that's performing through him. He's just reading his speech, watching the teleprompters, reading his cliff notes that's been given to him to speak from. And so I'm going to be amazed if anything near a truth comes out of his mouth. But we're talking about the things that he thinks, he feels, and his puppeteers say that he has accomplished. And it's amazing to me the number of people that will probably believe some of the things that he would say. In fact, I believe we have found, under his leadership as America, we found the fact that our total deficit spending has gone up by the trillions, and we find that if he continues in office, that we'll continue the fiasco of funding places like Ukraine, which is the money laundering machine for the Biden family cabal, where they've made millions over the past 50 years. So I believe he's going to avoid anything that be called truth. But Terry, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep praying, though, that God will remove him in some fashion. Remove him. So that we will have the opportunity of hope for the salvaging of our constitutional republic and what's left of it. Terry, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have another call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, this is Susan.
Yes, Susan, go ahead.
This state of the dementia that's going to happen tonight, he is going to talk about all of the things that he accomplished, and we have to listen to with discernment. Yes, he's going to talk about his inclusive programs and how LGBT and all that has everything. He's going to talk about his diversity and how and all of these things. And in this, we're going to hear where the money's going to go and where all of this spending is going. And that's what he's promoting right now, is the money that he wants going to every place else. So that's why they're going to push through. It's all about the money.
Absolutely. Susan, you're exactly right. And in reality, even though he's talking about the diversity, equity, and inclusion, he'll talk about his gaining inroad with assisting, helping, and propping up the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. He will not call it that. The diversity, the transgenderism, and how he's had made health available for the youngsters that have sexual dysphoria, et cetera, et cetera. But all of that will be a cover for the reality that he's butchering and allowing to be butchered millions, hundreds of thousands of youth in America that will never be able to procreate because they will be sterilized as a result of the surgery. He will brag about the diversity and equity and inclusion when every major corporate entity in America that's tried that to ploy, they have believed that lie. They're having to discontinue it rapidly because it's destroying their business. It is the biggest fake, false, phony lie that American industry and business have believed in, bought into in my lifetime. But yes, he'll be bragging about those things. One of the major things that he will not say is, he will not say, I, Joe Biden, have destroyed the morals and the ethics and values in America. I have destroyed anything that would be called faith, freedom, and the family in America. He will not say that. And in reality, that's the only thing that he can brag about and tout as his accomplishment, because he's done exactly that. So, Susan, we need to pray that God will enlighten the listeners, if they watch that tonight, that he will enlighten the voters, that we will vote like never before in the realization that our vote, a single vote, can deliver America from total destruction. Because in reality, Joe Biden is single-handedly responsible for the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States of America. He is solely responsible, even though he's a puppet, he's the president, he's solely responsible for ignoring his responsibility in the Constitution as to a president having the main responsibility of protecting America from foreign and domestic invasion and an enemy. So it's going to be interesting to see what he says, Susan. We need to, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, so not give up, but keep looking up, because our redemption draws nigh. Susan, thank you for your call. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Joe Biden state of disunity remarks that he will make tonight. Tonight, I believe Joe Biden will try to convince America that he's responsible for the funding of Israel and the support of their efforts to destroy the enemy, Hamas. Yet, in actuality, ladies and gentlemen, what Joe Biden will not tell you is that behind the scenes, the back door, he's been negotiating with Hamas leaders, funding Hamas via the United Nations, while trying to force the division of Jerusalem into two states, even though the state of Israel has said no. He's been trying to force Israel to cease fire so that Hamas can win the battle, and at the same time negotiating with Hamas. He's trying to force Israel to continue having to depend on those enemies that are within its borders. But he's going to talk about how he's been the knight in shining armor to help Israel, when in reality he has turned America's back, literally, philosophically, actually. America's now against Israel for the first time in the history of the United States relationship with the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. Biden will tell us that Trump is the very threat to American democracy. Biden is going to tell the people tonight that Trump is the one that's in the insurrectionist. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden will present himself as the knight in shining armor, riding in to once again save America from the wicked domestic terrorists known as Trump followers. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth matters, regardless of what we may be told, regardless about the false claims that Biden will make and the Biden cabal. We must stand for truth. The truth is that we must know the real accomplishments of Joe Biden. We must understand what the Biden administration has done in and for America. I'm looking at a headline, Democracy Denying Democrats Keep Up the Irony. The pro-Biden media perpetually pat themselves on the back. They are a gift to the people, the essence of democracy, as in we inform the voters and then we expect the voters to make smart choices, the ones that we recommend only. But when journalists lose, they have a disturbing tendency to argue democracy is lost. And he goes on to talk about the average American that might be seen at odds is somehow protecting democracy. To remove the Republican front runner's name from the ballot, that looks like throwing the large obstacle in the way of democracy and not protecting it. That's what the Biden administration, listen, the Biden administration out of the Oval Office and the DOJ's office are solely responsible for the lawfare and the legal attacks on President Donald J. Trump to prevent him from being the front runner and the potential candidate that will win the race in November to regain the Oval Office for truth. And truth does matter, ladies and gentlemen. But let me just review some of the actual accomplishments of Joe Biden. Not what he's going to say, but some of the actual accomplishments. Joe Biden's administration have single-handedly destroyed America's sovereignty. They've given us open borders. The Joe Biden administration has given us between 11 and 13 million illegal invaders. Joe Biden has formed, has allowed to cross into America. And listen, what we've not been told and what the world does not know and what I think is so dangerous to America with the Biden administration is that single-handedly he's been able to distribute some 12, 14 million illegal invaders into America. One article that I read said that some 43 air flights across America dropping off, delivering illegal invaders to cities across America. He's done that over and over and over without any knowledge, without any report to the mayors or the governors of those states. He has spread the illegal invaders across America. Ladies and gentlemen, one congresswoman says this, the Bidens are the most corrupt family ever in a position of power. Let me read you two brief paragraphs. Representative Harriet Hagerman, Republican Wyoming, says the Biden family, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the rest are corrupt. In fact, more corrupt than anyone in American history ever before. Quote, I believe that this is the most corrupt family ever in the position of power in the country's history. We're talking about a level of corruption that is so far beyond what we've ever seen with any previous political leader. Hagerman was chosen by her state's voters in a literal landslide to replace the ejected Elizabeth Cheney in the last election. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it better myself. Bidens are the most corrupt family ever in power in the history of America. I think that is a sad, sad shame, but very real, ladies and gentlemen, as to what is really taking place in America under the Biden administration. And yet we're not being told that by anyone that is in power in office today. In fact, may I say to you, Joe Biden is going to brag about his leadership role, how he has protected America, how he has saved us from the enemy. Joe Biden is going to tell us that he has been the savior, the knight in shining armor that has protected us. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, is responsible for the transgender LGBTQ sodomite invasion of America's culture. Joe Biden, may I say, in every federal agency has forced businesses, universities, colleges, hospitals to include some form of using the proper pronouns of being fired. Doctors, nurses, professors are being fired if they refuse to use the proper pronouns as it is called today. Professors, doctors, nurses are being fired if they say God created only two genders, not hundreds of genders. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is responsible for that. That's Joe Biden's accomplishment, if you want to call it an accomplishment. He'll never tell you that. He'll never say that's his accomplishment, but that's the accomplishment. He has destroyed the morals, ethics, and values more than any other group of presidents combined. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is responsible for the push today, the national push, paid for by Planned Parenthood and federal funds to pass laws that will allow murder by way of abortion right up till the moment of birth. I don't know of anything else that could be any more horrific. During the 50 years of Roe versus Wade, about 73 million human beings were destroyed. And now Biden, through his push and through the funding, through Planned Parenthood and federal dollars, there's a push in blue cities across America, blue states across America, to legalize murder by way of abortion. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question and comment, please.
it, as you cover some of these things, it just seems all the more clear that the Lord's judgment is falling on America, and it seems all the more clear that the days are short, and we ought to be ready, we ought to be found faithful. And a little tidbit in the news that I noticed the other day, and I'm not sure if you shared this, was the red heifers. Have you talked about that today?
Have not talked about that today, but touch on it for a moment if you like.
It's been a little while since we've gotten an update on the red heifers, because red heifers necessary for them. The ashes of red heifer are necessary for a cleansing ceremony within Judaism, and they've not had a red heifer for a long, 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 long time. And here, five pure red heifers became available in Texas. When I say pure, I mean unspotted, unblemished, pure red, no more than two white hairs on the entire surface of the critter's body. So these four or five were shipped from Texas to Israel, and they've continued to be monitored. I think they have to make it to 2 years of age and still be unblemished. And they are still unblemished, or at least four still qualify. And it apparently is in the wind that they intend to sacrifice on Passover of this year, which is April 22nd. You know, from an eschatological standpoint, you know, I get excited because I know that that sacrifice has to be reinstituted in order for the Antichrist to then stop the sacrifice and the oblation. And I see the course, the direction, and the steadiness. I mean, since 1948, there's been a steadiness toward that end, toward the rebuilding of the temple, toward the reinstitution of the sacrificial system. We all know that Jesus came and he died on the cross and rose again and paid the price. However, within Judaism, you know, these things will rise again, only to be squashed by the Antichrist at the midpoint during the tribulation. So for any Bible-believing Christian today, there ought to be an air of excitement, not at the chaos, but at the reality that our Savior is coming back, and it's going to be very soon.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. I'm delighted that he's taken time out of a very busy schedule. Greg, how's the weather in the southern tip of heaven?
It's not what I would love for it to be. However, it is still beautiful. The foothills of East Tennessee and the lakes are just absolutely fabulous. Spring is right around the corner. Lilies are popping up everywhere. Resurrection Sunday is just a couple weeks away. I don't know how you could live in East Tennessee and not be impressed with the grandeur of God's design poured out on the landscape around us.
Amen. That's a good message for each of our listeners today. And Greg, yes, I am, how would you say, very, very, very interested in and enamored by what we're seeing with the some of the text, prophetic texts coming to reality when you talk about the red heifers. And let me just touch on a little additive to the Temple Mount with Ramadan starting in just a few days and will be for a month. Ramadan's already said that they're going to possess, take over, and control the Temple Mount when it's under the control of the Israeli police department. They say they're going to go in and take full control of that. And at the same time, you found that every year with Ramadan, it's the time that the Islamic jihadists carry out the most attacks on Jews and on Christians and the world in general that disagrees with them. And that linked with the fact that if the Jewish people try to start the sacrificial system, I am persuaded that we'll see major, 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 major events taking place in Israel in the next 30 days. And it just encourages me more because we see the fulfillment of the eschatological text and the Word of God coming to reality. Prophecy literally leaping off the pages. And that's one of the things we see, Greg, with what is taking place with this administration, is prophecy leaping off the pages. We see one that's in control, that's destroying the constitutional republic called America, and yet he's going to be deceitful when he gives his State of the Union address tonight. What, in your opinion, would be the top three things that Joe Biden is going to talk about his accomplishment?
Well, he's going to talk about a grand economy and creating, you know, millions and millions of jobs. And he'll probably actually, as much as this sounds ridiculous, he'll probably say that he is for a secure border and that the Republicans just need to give him the resources that he's asking for, not to build a wall, but to process people faster. He'll not say that part out loud, at least. And he'll probably make a cry yet again that we release $74 billion to that thing that's tagged as the Ukrainian-Russian conflict. However, a huge chunk of it is money laundering. We know that those folks in Ukraine are being devastated. We know that it's an act of aggression on Putin's part. We also know that both governments have an absolutely corrupt system. Now, as much as I decry their corruption, I know that our system is quite corrupt here as well. Nonetheless, I think those will be at least the three major points, and that's assuming that he's able to read the teleprompter, and I don't suppose he'll leave the script by much. Right now, they're probably giving him hyperdoses of Prevagen, hoping that he can make it through the State of the Union this evening.
Yes. Greg, I'm going to read one article. It's from Jay Sekulow, ACLJ, Chief Counsel. Says the storm is brewing. Biden and the radical left are waging a secret war on Christian faith, prayer, churches, Bible studies, and senior living centers, and even Christian kids in school are all under attack. Biden is empowering the anti-Christian forces to severely deplete our religious liberties, and it could destroy everything we fought for, placing spies in churches, making your bank report when you purchase a Bible, targeting radical traditionalists called Christians, banning Bible studies at senior living centers. And this is only the beginning, Jay Sekulow says. And I believe we're looking at, as you started out with, watching the progressive judgment of God upon a nation and a world that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Greg, we've got about a minute and a half on the broadcast left. Would you take a moment and just give words of encouragement and challenge to Christians, conservatives, and patriots listening, realizing that we're going to hear a lie tonight coming from the Biden administration's mouth? How should we take it? What should we do? How should we then live?
I want you all to hear the drumbeat that I'm hearing, and that drumbeat is getting louder and more intense by the moment that Jesus is coming. He's coming soon. The reality is, America, as much as she has been blessed immensely more than any other nation on God's green earth, America has been in decline. But we don't see a strong America in that Revelation text, throughout eschatology. We don't see a strong America. We see no America, as a matter of fact. But that should not bring you down. As is often said, we ought to lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. The reality is, we ought to be excited. And as a final point, we ought to be found faithful at his return, faithful to be worshiping him, praising his name, and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with our friends and with our neighbors, with those folks we just met 5 minutes ago, because the time is short. The window of opportunity is drawing to a close before our very eyes. So be found faithful, and be found faithful to Jesus, and faithful to that great commission that he gave us those 2,000 years ago.
Amen. Well, I've said in summary, I've said that every Christian needs to be planned up, prayed up, prepared, ready to be lifted up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Greg, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. And thank you to each of our listeners that's joined the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarship.